This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all from rolling this Thursday morning. Well, no game yesterday, but 2 scheduled for today as the Phils, hopefully the rain subsides and the Phils can take on those Atlanta Braves. The Eagles are taking on, each other, OTAs. Practicing, which is a good thing, getting ready for the season coming up in a couple months. Couple players and couple coaches talking yesterday, including Kevin Petula, Dallas Goedert, and more. We'll play the audio of that. We got some Phillies tickets to give away today, and certainly your phone calls. That's how you can win them at 215-592-9494. Richard Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The first Rockets date back to 1232.
Hard to believe.
1232. Jin Dynasty soldiers. They made fire arrows propelled with gunpowder. They actually used a tube. It was like an early large bottle rocket. They used a tube. Once the tube was ignited, the fire, smoke, and gas that escaped out the open end propelled the tube and the stick toward a target.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm impressed. Trying to get
1232.
And trying to break down that castle.
I guess.
You know, get in somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
which castle?
The one in Scotland.
You said the Jing Dynasty.
They went all the way to Scotland.
They went all the way to Scotland.
It was a rocket.
What a trip in the 1200s.
It was a rocket. That thing really had some long-distance firepower. It's like a Schwarber home run.
My dad, when I was growing up, used to have lots of good bottle rockets. Like the summertime is when you'd kind of know where you could sneak and find some bottle rockets. Like in one of those bags. Did your dad have any of those bags that were super old?
I feel
old?
Safe saying my dad never once set off a bottle rocket in his
life.
I'm 100% sure.
Oh my gosh.
My dad was a city guy.
My dad sold cars. My dad was a car salesman. My dad made deals. He was a wheeler and dealer.
Sure.
And sometimes he would get cool stuff in deals. And man, sometimes if it was I don't even know if it was really a 3/4 stick of dynamite, but they had these things that were called 3/4 sticks.
Wow.
They had these things called, you know, of course, M80s. Everyone knew about M80s, but then quarter sticks and then half sticks and 3/4 sticks. I mean, they really were almost like
think you lost Joe minutes ago.
Really?
Four minutes ago.
Well, anyway, lots of cool bottle rockets, and they used to be in these bags that were so old, and the bags had been used so many times. The paper bags, they'd gotten crinkly and smushy to where it wasn't even like paper any longer. It was almost like fabric.
Okay.
You didn't have a bag like that.
You lost me 5 minutes ago.
Right. I was just like, are you done yet?
So a couple of things. First off, I'm still trying to figure out, not bottle rockets, but why people don't want to throw at a Brave. That's a whole nother matter. But know this, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the table. Now, the responsibility now goes to Sanchez. Is that right, James? Sanchez game one,
Wheeler game two.
All right, so an interesting flippage by the Phils. First off, if you had tickets to the game yesterday, just know that ticket is for today's 1 o'clock game. And then the game that was scheduled for today is obviously later tonight. But interestingly, the Phillies switched the pitchers. So I'm looking for a Chris Sanchez fastball to the ribs, okay? He takes on the responsibility. I tend to think he'll get it done. But it is complicated by a doubleheader. So if you have a pitcher thrown out of a game, you can, you know, wreck your bullpen a little bit in a doubleheader day. So just know that has entered the equation. Two changes. One, Sanchez gets the start. And two, you do play with some fire if a starting pitcher gets thrown out of a game early because it's a doubleheader day.
So I'm just putting that preference is that we're strategic and we try to hit a guy in like the seventh inning?
My preference is Sanchez goes after him, but says, what? That wasn't me. I lost it in the lights.
Do you really think he might go after him after like 100 pitches?
I think he goes after him in the first 40, but we'll see. All right. So that's on the table. All jokes aside, tell us why you're in or out. You know, we were talking yesterday, and it won't be the full focus today, obviously. But I'm especially curious if you were out on throwing at a Brave, why? So hit us up, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to this this Jalen Hurts thing, which is pretty interesting. So Pro Football Focus, John, as you know, came out a few days ago with their quarterback rankings. And we're going to see a lot of these in the offseason. And it pretty much came in as I expected, which is that Jalen Hurts is ranked very high, but not ranked in the top four, and in this case, not ranked in their tier one. So tier one, according to Pro Football Focus, what they determine to be elite are the following four, and it's the four I do believe are the best, although I think you could change this order. They go with Patrick Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Lamar 3, and Josh Allen 4. Now, I think most people in America would say, in some order, those are the four best. Obviously, there are people here that think Jalen Hurts belongs in that grouping of four, and some people, including James, think he's as high as two. All right. So here's the deal. Appropriate or disrespectful to have Jalen Hurts as the fifth-ranked quarterback, but not a tier-one quarterback, John, what they determine to be a tier-two, what they call high-end starter. Now, full disclosure, for those tuning in right now, we had a poll yesterday related to this. We knew there was a decent chance this would be a more robust show topic today, and we wanted to get an early assessment yesterday. The question was on our poll, is Jalen Hurts a tier-one elite quarterback? And 73% of our respondents said yes, 27% said he is not. John, what say you? And ladies and gentlemen, you tell us, because you guys know where I stand. I don't think he is, but he's better than I thought he was. I don't think it's disrespectful at all to call him a tier two. I think he has a lot more around him than the other quarterbacks in the tier one, and I think that's a big part of why the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But look, he obviously played great in the final two games after having his ass carried for 18 weeks. John Ritchie? What say, James? I just slid that in there.
I'm not responding. I'm staying silent here.
All right,
nonsense can speak for itself.
John, what say you on Jalen? What's the truth?
Jalen is, I think it's fair to say Jalen at fifth. I feel pretty good about that.
Should he be tier one?
I think tier one is where he and Jaden Daniels and Matthews.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stafford.
You can't have him in the same tier as Mahomes. You can't have Stafford and Jaden Daniels in the same tier as Mahomes. At some point, you got to have a differentiation. Okay, why?
Yeah.
Because Patrick Mahomes is freaking three-time Super Bowl champion, five-time been there.
Then that top
still in
tier
his prime.
Should be Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts.
Look, you could have a case where it's Mahomes all by himself. You could have case.
Let's go top tier is Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. They're the only two quarterbacks out there who have proven they can go and win a world championship with their team.
You think Hurts is the second best quarterback?
Yes. Let's go by the elite means you've proven you can go and win a world championship with your team. That's Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, right? Yep. In the last two times they met in the biggest game in the world, what happened? Jalen Hurts played better than Patrick Mahomes did. And the last time we saw Jalen won the biggest game
in
the world.
So it's incredible.
And actually won the MVP of that game. So both times that he's played the top quarterback in the world, he's outplayed him. And the last time they met, he beat him.
He very much beat him. I mean, there's no question.
So, yeah, Jalen's elite.
So I don't
and
think
yeah,
it's...
if we're going to put tiers on it, let's go Jalen and Mahomes are tier one because they're the only two quarterbacks out there who have a ring.
Was Eli better than Tom Brady?
No.
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 He beat him
Tom
twice.
Tom Brady is nowhere close to as good as you seem to think he was. He was very accomplished.
Wait, the argument is Tom Brady's not
very
that good?
Very accomplished.
Wait, how far down? I just want to know before we rev our engines, how far down are we dropping Tom Brady? Is he below Hurts?
Is that even, no.
James, what kind of comment? Who's he below? Is he below Flacco?
It's close. Is that what we're talking
is
about
he not
today?
In, well, hold on.
Is, talk about your is boyfriend,
he, is
Tom?
Is he not in the top three?
Yeah.
Of all time?
No. By skill? No, he's not. By accomplishments?
You think Tom Brady?
Yes.
You think, I'm just trying to understand. So here's the deal. So you can weigh in 215-592-9494. I'm trying to get a sense, obviously, on the Hurts thing, but we're trying to, you know, get some parameters set. That was a stunning shift of parameter, in my opinion. Apparently, Tom Brady, not a top three quarterback of all time. But okay, that's John's opinion.
I'm here for all the Tom Brady slander I can hear.
It is slander.
And I love it. I did point that out.
And you know what slander is.
Yes.
Not true.
But I'm here
all
for
right.
it.
But let's bring it back to Hurts for a second. So here's where I'm at on Jalen. Obviously, I have great appreciation for what he accomplished and what the team accomplished. And he does deserve a tremendous amount of credit, especially at the end of the year. I'm not moved to the point where I say I leapfrog him up into tier one. I'm certainly not where people like James and Elliott and John are talking about him as the second best quarterback in pro football. I do think, and I would think all of us agree, but you tell us, that he has more around, that he, let's say, had more around him, and to a large extent will still have more around him than other quarterbacks. I mean, there was a tremendous advantage last year. Forget everything else on the offense, just the defense. He was the only quarterback in pro football that had the number one ranked defense, and it's a defense, by the way, a lot of us think might have been one of the, you know, five best defenses this century. I mean, Mahomes is truly legit, and Mahomes didn't get past midfield to like late third quarter of a Super Bowl. That's unbelievable. You know, Hurts didn't do that. The defense did that. Now, Hurts did a lot in that game. He did a lot in the championship game. He is superb in the running game. He is superb. And he's a big help to what Saquon does. Now, I don't think
the Eagles were fourth in offensive efficiency last season, and he created that. Remember last year, we were all worried about, oh, how is he going to coordinate the offense if there's no Jason Kelce?
Yep.
Like that.
He improved on that.
Coordination of the run and the pass. A lot of times that comes down to an in-game decision.
Well, it's more of the run and the run.
The RPO stuff.
Yeah, more of the run and the run. Because that was kind of the Eagles'
making
offense.
Within the run game is something that we don't even go into.
So, no, I think
because it's talking about A gap, B gap, C gap decisions about where guys are lined up.
He's excellent at that.
Boring.
He's excellent at that. There's no question.
He's impeccable at that. Well, he's the best at that.
He might be the best.
He is the template for that. He's the reason that everyone in the NFL is now shifting their whole view of what works in this league.
Well, he's part of it. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
He is the trendsetter. People want their quarterback to look more like Jalen Hurts. We should count ourselves as lucky that we have the template for what works best right now, as deemed by we are in the copycat league. Yep. We're what everyone's trying to be.
So, listen, you can weigh in. Is he elite? Is he not? Tier one, tier two? You know, where do you rank him up? How do you compare him to, you know, the guys like Josh Allen and Burrow and Lamar that have not won a title?
We haven't even talked about his poise, his mental toughness, the physical toughness.
Very tough.
So physically tough that we don't even know if he's hurt. We don't even know if he's hurt until the surgery comes and he's already rehabbed after the season's
over.
Listen,
here's where I'm at on I'm going to give you positive and negative. Tons of positive, admirable traits, which you just listed a bunch of them, John. I agree with you on a lot of that. I just think in the passing game he's deficient to be a tier one quarterback. Now, listen, he was effective enough last year that they won the Super Bowl. Would they have won it?
He was fourth in yards per attempt and fifth in passer rating.
Well, he had
18. Last year.
Well, they hit him, and that's part of why he didn't throw as many passes as others. And he had 18 touchdowns in a league that had.
Because they ran the ball more, or they hit him because they wanted to balance the offense.
I would say
that's what works
in
the NFL.
I would say they hit him for two reasons.
Hit him is running the ball more because I think you're confusing
in part. In part because he and Saquon are excellent at it with that offensive line, but also in part because he's not that great in the passing game. I think they made a shift after the bye to say, let's pass less, hide Jalen.
He's fourth in yards per attempt and fifth in passer rating, but he's deficient in when he throws it.
Wait, 18 touchdowns in a league where Peyton Manning had 55.
Okay.
How many rushing did Peyton Manning have?
Probably negative two.
Yeah,
with the
exactly.
You talk about
you can't just ignore that.
Jalen's superb with the rushing.
You can't count stats anymore. You've said it yourself with the way quarterbacks throw it in the last 10, 15 years. You're saying throw Matt Stafford's records out the window.
I'm saying Stafford's not that good.
Let's throw Jalen's records, the numbers, out the window also and boil it down.
Look, I think Hurts,
the guy's the best player on the best team, and they won the world title.
You think he's better than Saquon?
Well, Saquon's an awesome player.
Well, you just
different
said he's the best.
Different way.
Is he better than Saquon?
He's the top offensive. I don't know. No,
the answer is no. Of course, he's not better than Saquon.
Of course, he is. He gets a lot more.
I think he's the quarterback. He's the most important player.
Think about it this way: We've gone off the rails.
Why are we comparing our best players? Who's
you're
better
the one
now?
That just said he's the best player, and I said
yes,
no. He's
if they redrafted players, he was the first on the Eagles
that won the world title.
Outrageous.
That's in our.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.